Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eakins with us. This is hour number two. And Rich mentioned the topic of search engine manipulation. Those aren't his words, but those are my words. I'm paraphrasing. So, during the last segment of the previous hour, I decided to disprove it one more time. So here's what I did. You can do this yourself. If you go to DuckDuckGo, DUCKDUCKGO.com as a search engine, and you type in eBay as if you wanted to look something up on eBay, and then you put a comma in, then you type in the words Freon Can Tap. eBay, comma, Freon Can Tap. So what's a Freon Can Tap? Well, that is it's an adapter so that you can withdraw Freon from a small 12-ounce can and use it to charge your air conditioning system in your automobile. So that's how you get the Freon out, with this can tap. Okay? So I wanted to look up which ones eBay had for sale. So eBay, comma, Freon can tap. First search result, Amazon, Freon can tap. Now that's an ad. So Amazon is trumping the search that I typed in. Amazon trumped eBay. Now eBay's huge, but not as big as Amazon. So what I'm saying is, I'm just putting an exclamation point on what Rich Sheehan was talking about. The searches are manipulated. And if you get a chance to look at USA Preparers, you'll see that our YouTube videos, just in the hundreds of viewers. You can go to almost any kind of thing to watch a video on YouTube, and you'll see thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching virtually useless information. But for us, we're just in the low hundreds, 300, 400, 500, 700, something like that. Now, that's only on YouTube, on the Ron Gibson channel. It has nothing to do with Ron Gibson. I believe it has to do with all manipulation of the search engine has to do with us not having a video, because I'm not going to do video. But Rich is absolutely right. The searches are being manipulated. So try it for yourself. Try typing in eBay, comma, Freon, F-R-E-O-N, space, can, as in soda can, space, tap, T-A-P, as in faucet. Okay, Rich Sheehan, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And as I try to remember every time I'm on the air with you, I want to thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. Now, regarding this little sidebar from what Vince just said and what we're talking about here, with manipulation, search engines, and all this other thing, it's very important to realize that social media in general, they don't want synergy. They want pot stirrers. Haven't you noticed how they basically promote divide and conquer strategies? Have you ever noticed? Just look around. Look at your friends, your relatives, your neighbors. They look at your emails. They look at your phone, listen to your phone calls, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google posts. That's what they do. And then they put in information in order to divide the people, okay? Whether it be a bot or a bought and paid for troll, it doesn't matter. That's what they do. They're using technology against us. So that being said, let me move on to some more articles. Battle, Portland video. Mayor Wheeler joins violent protests booed by radicals, tear gassed by feds. See, this is a great example of certain people who want to manufacture the importance of their own self-importance. And I'm sure this audience heard that Nadler basically doesn't want to disavow all the violence and riots. He doesn't care or believe that murder is going up, that rape's going up, that people's properties are being destroyed and ruined, and businesses and homes. No. He says it's all a myth. M-Y-T-H. He literally said this publicly while being filmed, that all these violent protests are a myth. And this is another reason why it's so important to think about going rural, folks. I'm hearing and reading a lot of articles about buying homes. Some people say how, maybe you're better off renting than buying. Well, I'm going to debate that, okay? This article right here says, flight from cities, existing home sale soar record 20%, because the majority of people live in urban, suburban America. This exodus is just a tiny little example of what's going to be coming down the road. And it's so important, and Vince and I have discussed this many, many, many times. You have to at least partially live off the land. Now, I want to talk a little bit about interest rates. I want to be brief because I don't have much time. And as you know, I've discussed inflation, deflation, stagflation. I've talked about central banks. I've talked about fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, money out of thin air, welfare for the rich. The whole system is rigged, folks. Rigged to the nines. All we can do is try to build our skill sets and think about some math. I am a huge proponent of buying 20 to 40 acres and get it out of that subdivision cookie cutter mentality. Okay, first of all, regarding interest rates, right now we have the lowest interest rates in history. Okay, you can get a mortgage for probably under 3% right now. And I don't have a crystal ball, but as you can see, the way they're printing money and bailing out the big boys left and right, keeping zombie companies alive, which is one out of five companies who should have been out of business years ago, we are giving welfare to the rich, okay? And I think there's a big question about mediums of exchange, supply and demand. And you can see consumer confidence is not going in the right direction. We've explained on this show how Keynesian economics and group identity politics only feathers the nest of the wealthy. So the wealth redistribution is being done from the producers to the wealthy. Okay? And there's liquidity issues, there's solvency issues. We've talked about all the bailouts, the too big to fails, the too big to jails, banks, Wall Street. We've talked about all this stuff. So the little guy, they're sitting there. What can we do? We're seeing all these articles, flights from urban, suburban America to rural America. Okay? I don't know what's going to happen to the dollar, but when you read a lot of articles and listen to a lot of interviews, I think this audience will concur that, again, I'm not predicting anything. I do not have a crystal ball. But it looks like the U.S. dollar may be compromised in the future, in the near future, which means it's going to devalue, which means we're going to have more inflation for goods and services, especially for necessities, towards the little guy. So let's say you took out a mortgage right now and you bought that 20 to 40 acres, put a little tiny home on it, folks. I'm just saying, could it be possible that you could be paying that back down the road? I hate to use the term chicken feed, but let me use the terms. The dollars you pay back will be worth less. So you need to work less to produce the same purchasing value back to that bank or lender. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Is it absolutely guaranteed? Nothing's guaranteed. Because, you know, it's just like the example when I hear people, especially right now, silver, gold, silver, gold, silver, gold. I don't disagree with the logic and common sense and value behind it. My whole question is the corruption and manipulation in the foreground, what the powers that be are going to allow to use for commerce or value. If they use some type of centralized crypto Fed coin, you can put yourself and stamp yourself to be in the caste system, guaranteed. Because all it's going to do is redistribute more wealth from the little guy to the big guy and make it impossible to control your own destiny. And I'm just saying right now might be the best time to buy that 20 to 40 acres. Think about gardens. Think about raising your own animals. You know, they could be domestic pets. They could be cattle. They can be goats. They can be sheep. They can be chickens and your own local wildlife. Think about hunting and fishing. Think about a woodlot where you can get free heat, in other words, from your own firewood. Think about moving north because it takes a lot less BTUs to heat a home than it does to cool one. And what if some of these wackos, I mean, I have articles I haven't finished yet I want to discuss where now the Democrat Party are saying, if you don't do what I say, and I've mentioned this before, but it's coming out more and more, I'm going to shut off your water and power. And what if they have some type of cryptocurrency? What if you need some type of a chip or nanotechnology in order to do commerce, and you don't want to do it? First thing they're going to do is shut off your water and power. Off-grid living is looking pretty good right now. So think about firewood. Think about BTUs. Think about having your own well, your own water source, okay? I know people who live on their own land who go to town a few days a week because they have to for whatever resources they need, or they got to go to work or something, and they just bring a couple of 5-gallon containers with them and fill up potable water in town. Think about the privacy. And I want to tell you the word usable land, how real estate agents misrepresent it. You want varied topography. You don't want flat, 100% flat land. You probably want, in my opinion, I would rather have 70% wood lot, because you can always cut something down if you need more sun for a garden. And it doesn't take much of a footprint with a bulldozer or a backhoe to put your house in, or a barn or garage or garden spot. It doesn't take much at all. Get as much varied topography as you can so you get more wildlife places to hide. You have more edible and medicinal plants of different species, some that propagate on northern slopes, some on southern slopes. I think of the privacy aspect. But think of all the, when you buy used farmland that's 100% flat, that does not have any varied topography, I want you to think about if it was farmed, the pesticides, the glyphosates. You should see the glyphosate side effect profile. I've actually mentioned them on the air. It's a very long list. We are chemically and mechanically destroying our soil, and there's no nutrients left in it. This is why I talk about raised beds. Make your own nutrition soil. Now, I'll go back to this right after the break, Vince, and I'm going as fast as I can. I have so much info. Folks, really appreciate you being here. But think about living outside the box, not just talking about it and thinking about it. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Like, it did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, I just have a couple very quick comments. You mentioned gold and silver. Gold and silver are a store of wealth. Gold and silver are a store of wealth, class. Land is wealth. Land is wealth. And I wanted to make sure that that's my distinction. I haven't read that anywhere, but I believe that's true. Rich, any comments about what I just said?
Well, I totally believe in sound money. The problem is, what kind of transactions are going to occur? Are they going to confiscate gold and silver if the crapper hits a fan?
No.
I mean, they probably won't confiscate
silver. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant. What I said was gold and silver are a store of wealth. So what I was trying to say is if you accumulate gold and silver, you are actually storing your wealth. If you have land, you have wealth.
Well, I don't disagree with it. When you have land, you have options. And all these things I'm talking about, you know, from privacy to gardening to hunting and fishing, raising animals, collecting your own free heat, a.k.a. firewood, it's land offers options. It offers a lifestyle. And water is so important when you have your own well, especially living off municipal water full of, all these 200-300 different chemicals from fluoride to chlorine and everything in between. You know, even wells, I'm talking to well drillers locally here in Montana, and this one woman drilled four wells and was dry each time. And one well driller is now asking $46 a foot for digging the well. That doesn't include the pump, the pressure tank, the spigot, plus re-spigot. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I think we got to change the way we think, because everything is going to change. It's not going to be for the betterment of the little people. And besides land, I think you should start with your home. I think you should live in the smallest, absolute, tiniest home you can live with, because taxes, insurance, and maintenance are directly proportional to the size of the structures on your property. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't have time to live on the land, live off the land, and change my lifestyle. Well, the average person in America, as per data, watches 7 to 8 hours of TV and smartphone use. Now, I'm not telling anybody what to do, how to live, and how to do it. I offer ideas and solutions and make suggestions. But with the trends that we see happening, with the Democrat blue cities, the big cities, literally putting their people on the guillotine, eliminating their business, eliminating their homes, destroying them, where murder, rape, and mayhem is going through the roof. Most people don't see any other alternative. But you have to have a balance. You know, it's not just having silver and gold. It's not just any one thing. You got to have it all. And you got to hone all those skill sets that you're not getting in urban, suburban America. We have to start thinking totally different. Start thinking about honing interests and hobbies in nature. Think about it as a lifestyle. Because, you know, this cookie cutter follower mentality is not going to work any longer. Vince, if it's okay with you, can I go through more articles?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. It's just that there's so much news, folks. And a lot of these articles, you know, even when I've read them for the 10th time, it's hard to believe that we're living in America. Okay, first article of this segment. Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham. Somebody needs to go to jail from the FBI because they use a dossier they knew to be fake to get a warrant to spy on Americans. Lindsey, buddy, we all knew this. What do you need, a pat on the back? What does it take to... Somebody needs to go to jail. Arrest them. My God. I mean, we really are living... We're surrounded by cowards and traitors. It's unbelievable. Next article. Arrested in January. Harvard Research Department chair illegally paid $50,000 per month from Wuhan Research Lab. Please tell me how Harvard is still in business. Why is that school still in business? Why aren't they sued and all the proceeds and assets going to the people? If the little people did this in a small business, we would be we'd be in jail. Our business would be gone. What the heck?
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. a former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer, has died.
And this is it, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy." Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyrel Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed-upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, in Virginia, the city of Lynchburg has resumed turning off water, you know, for the residents who have unpaid water bills. Just one more reason to get out of Dodge. Now, the city of Lynchburg, which used to be known as Lynchburg, is not alone. Many cities across the United States thought that, you know what, maybe we should suspend water bills, at least to suspend the dunning for unpaid water bills and the shutoffs of unpaid water bills, because, frankly, the people who would pay those bills have been forced out of work. Well, they've decided that something's got to give, because They want the money, even though people don't have it. Now, as far as I know, in the places that I've been, water runs with the land. That means that the water bills go with the land. So if you have an unpaid water bill, just as if you have an unpaid tax bill, and your land is sold, the water bill and the tax bill still have to get paid. That's what the government does. So for those who think that they can get out from under this, they can't. Not in normal course of business. They would have to have some special exemption or some special override to not pay their water bill. So I just wanted to mention that. So if you think that the water will run forever, all you have to do is turn on the faucet and out it comes, that's not true. The closest you can get to that being true is if you own your own well. And if you own your own pump and pressure tank and associated electronics with making all that work. Now, Rich mentioned the cost of a water well has hit $46. In our neck of the woods, if we applied the depth of a well to the $46, you would find out that the cost of drilling that hole in the ground is about $15,000. $15,000. Now, that's without the well casing, and you need that too. That's a piece of pipe, sometimes plastic, PVC, sometimes metal, driven into the ground to prevent the ground from collapsing. Then you need to have the well casing grouted. Then you need the well pipe in the well. Then you need the pitless adapter. And you need the well pump. And you need the well pressure tank. And then you need the 10-gauge wire that goes all the way down the well. Four conductors of 10-gauge wire. That'd be yellow and black and red and green. Now, all of that costs money. So I'm thinking that, you know, we're darn close to $20,000, maybe a little over $20,000 at the cost of $46 a foot. Probably over $20,000. How much did it used to cost? Well, in the good old days, you know, before COVID-19, let's say 15 years ago, you could get the job done for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. That's my comment on what you just said about $46 a foot for drilling a hole in the ground to become a well. And what he said was, if you drill and there's no water, you still pay for the hole.
Yep.
And you drill again until you give up. And there's no guarantee. Now, there are people who will divine. They'll take a copper wire shaped in the shape of a Y, maybe 3 feet long, and they'll walk around with one end of the Y in one hand and one end of the Y in the other hand, and the point of the Y sticking outward. And they say, oh, when it tilts toward the ground, that's where we drill for water. Some people say it's true. Some people say it's not true. I particularly don't buy it. Even though the guy who divined our well, he was a well driller, he said that's what he was going to do, to find the spot, and the spot he found I didn't like. And I said, no, I don't care if there's water there or not, we're not putting a hole there. And I moved the well to where I wanted it, and guess what? There's water there too. So we hit it on the first try. So what you're talking about, Rich, is an expensive proposition, drilling water wells. And, you know, water's not everywhere. And if there is water there, it doesn't mean that it's potable or potable, however you decide to pronounce that. Drinkable. Because in Springfield, Missouri, you can drill down 450 feet and you can hit water. Plenty of it. The only problem is the city of Springfield, Missouri, contaminated their own water. So you have to drill down 600 feet or more to get to the next aquifer that's not yet polluted. So if you think your city is going to protect you, you're mistaken. They polluted their own water. Rich?
Yeah, Vince, you mentioned Virginia. My next article was illegals can now get driver's licenses in Virginia. So basically, not only can the powers that be in these Democrat states and cities shut off your food and water power, but it's kind of like the medieval days where the armies are surrounding the fort and you're in the fort. And your natural resources are being depleted on a regular basis. So the cost shifting, when illegals can get a driver's license, they don't have to pay for insurance. Your car insurance is going to go through the roof. If you recall me giving talks about inflation, car insurance was towards the top of the list. An app is not going to save you. We have to learn to start living partially off the land. Here's the next article, taxpayer mugging. Federal employees can get one day off for every 1.4 days worked. I want you to think about that kind of comp time, especially from the last commercial break that we had where government workers were complaining about getting COVID and wanting more time off. They can get one day off for every 1.4-day work, and they get 20, 30, 40 times the pension that us people on Social Security will get, and we have to pay their benefits, pay their salary, and pay their pension. How do you like that? Next article, Rutgers English Department, and I can see Vince Minnelli's face turning red and steam coming out of his ears for this one. Grammar rules are racist for black students. See, these are divide and conquer strategies, folks. They got to keep the pot stirring, keep fomenting hate. Ilhan Omar says cancel rent, cancel mortgages, cancel student loans, even though she married her brother. Even though she said that Latinos cannot compete in a merit-based system. See, hypocrisy and double standards. It all depends on what group you come from, folks. Next article, FBI probes Chinese spies in 25-plus cities. Where are the arrests? Next article, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti backs rioters in Portland, the best of our Democrat ideals. We are living in a 1984 Twilight Zone episode. All these murders and rapes and mayhem and businesses going out of business and rioting and looting and violence. And he's saying the best of our Democrat ideas? Woo! It's all over the top. It's making my head spin. Next article, Michael B. Jordan demands Hollywood divest from the police. Of course they will. They're multi-gazillionaires. They're going to hire their own private security to carry guns. They don't care. Next article, meat of the future. KFC is 3D printing chicken nuggets. You think you need to move out to the land, folks, and start raising your own meat? Next article, corporate giants Amazon, Apple, and Google and Walmart are donating millions to domestic terrorism organization Black Lives Matter. This is where the elite, the top 10%, are putting their money in these few companies. And Black Lives Matter, as we've discussed many times, goes to Act Blue, which goes to Democrat candidates. It's a money laundering scheme. Next article, DNC platform mentions whites 15 times. All damning and derogatory. Next article, wealthy elite buy private islands to isolate from coronavirus. They're not isolating from coronavirus. They've literally created civil wars and race wars and every other wars. They've destroyed the economy. They're creating more division. They are isolating on islands and the Cook Islands and New Zealand and in all these places because they don't want to be caught in the crossfire. They create the problems, don't give us a solution, but they run and hide in their, 10,000 acre ranches where they have bunkers and food storage, and the rest of us have to sort it out. Next article, convicted Antifa pedophile stabs black Trump supporter in cold blood. I saw the video. And by the way, a lot of these Antifa people are attorneys. Next article. California authorities are threatening to shut off churches, water, and power unless they comply with lockdown orders and stay shut. You see, this is what we're talking about. This is what we've been talking about week after week, day after day. Next article, de Blasio's New York shooting surge 220%, murders up 24%. I mean, I know it sounds like we're making these articles up, folks, but they're all published in the public domain, I promise. I wish I could spend more time on each one. there just isn't enough time. Next article, Schumer says Trump is trying to deflect blame to China. He's a risk to public health. My God, how much evidence that the Wuhan lab was funded by Obama and Fauci had fingers in it. And the whole virus came from China. Whether it be accidental, it's looking, you know, it's all speculative, but it's not looking good. Let me put it this way. Next article, fact check. Biden claims it's Trump who wants to defund the police, even though he's in video saying this. And Trump has done nothing but praise the police since day one. Nothing but. Next article, Lori Lightfoot threatens to sue Trump, a federal agent, step out of line in Chicago. Lori Lightfoot plays the woman card. Oh, these people hate women. See, this is what happens when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card. You lower the bars of standards and expectations. You basically demand that hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification mean nothing. You demand to eliminate the rule of law, and you're giving protection and liability immunity to the worst companies in the world. This is the chain reaction of connecting the dots. This is why we have literally delegitimized work and consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. This is what has happened. Bill Gates warning. Unbelievable big number of vaccine doses per person will be required to beat the virus. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You cannot make this stuff up. Here's a man who's a multi-gazillionaire whose father was in charge of Planned Parenthood, I believe, and he's publicly talking about depopulation benefits, and he wants everybody to take an unbelievable big number of vaccine doses. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next article, Notre Dame withdraws from hosting first presidential debate could be conducted online. That means virtual reality will make Joe Biden, well, probably not him, whoever's going to be the Democrat candidate, look good because they're going to have what they're saying right in front of them on the screen. It's going to be totally rigged, just like mail-in voting. Next article, Facebook's neutral fact-checkers exposed as ex-CNN staffers and Democrats...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, I've got two quick comments to make and one question for Rich Sheehan. First comment I'd like to make is in the last about 10 days, silver has moved up about 23% in 10 days. At the moment, it's $24.54 an ounce. 24.54. The parts that we were trying to buy, the John Deere parts for our hay equipment, have gone up from $84 to $200 in the last couple of months that we've been waiting to get them. Now, we can buy them at $200, and we have to figure out, are we willing to have that gun put to our head? Next point, I have a question for Rich Sheehan. Rich, I've mentioned, it's my opinion that the second American Revolution combined with the second Civil War has already started months ago. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, it has, in indirect ways. And regarding silver, you know, silver is right now an 80-to-1 ratio. It should be a 16-to-1 ratio. It comes out of the ground to gold as an 8-to-1 ratio. And, you know, we have corporate insiders, corporate executives selling stocks at least at a 5-to-1 ratio to the people buying it. So when you look at fundamentals, and valuations, they're so disconnected from the markets. What's happening is the elite, we are giving them free lunch, and we are allowing them to privatize their gains, and then they come to us to socialize their losses. And this is what we're seeing. And the value of the dollar is definitely decreasing, and that is inflationary. Now, are we going to come off the books as being deflationary, stagflationary? I think we're going to get a little bit of everything, and the inflation is going to affect the little guy. Because when the dollar devalues and prices go up, the little guy does not benefit any way, shape, and form. There's no way you can look at that in any positive way. You cannot spin that to look good. So, you know, this is why we connect the dots and we look at the whole picture, and we use different examples of different contexts, and we come to a conclusion, because you have to. It's just like using financials as financial, economic, social, and political rationale together. You have to do that. Too many people, I see a lot of analysts, pretty big names, who just talks economy or just talks politics or just talk social issues, and then they talk about, you know, where things are going. You can't do that anymore. Those people, like we talked about in the beginning of the show, are often bought and paid for to basically gray down the truth and hold the narrative. And they want to shoot holes in the truth as much as possible, because they want people's behavior to be directed in a certain way. And this is usually deceived by the political correctness of deception. But in the meantime, while we give liability immunity, we're getting wealth inequality to the little guy. We give liability immunity, think about this, to Big Pharma, who wants to give us vaccines for no accountability, while we are literally paying for the right to enable them to force fraud and illegitimacy and fascism on us, which destroys our health at the same time. And this is why we have to stop protecting your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We have to be Americans, because when they divide us, they conquer us. And we're letting emotion get in the way. We're not connecting the dots. Because whenever anybody demands to lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job, you create black holes. You're doubting your value. When qualifications no longer matter, that means nothing matters, including currency and purchasing power. And at the same time, you're demanding that the people who are affected and targeted don't get protection rights and restitution under the rule of law. So now you're creating new laws just out of the blue, and you're enabling and protecting these big companies with liability immunity, which basically makes more wealth inequality to us. So,
Rich, do you have time for 1 minute of preventing the next epidemic? Some thoughts, real quickly. Here they are, class. There are 328 million people in the United States. If people wear one of those tie around the back of the neck masks, and they use it for a week, just 1 week, and 10% of them throw them away and they flush them down the toilet, that will be 47 million masks going down the toilet. If that happens, the sewer systems will back up in the cities across the United States, causing another epidemic. Do not let that happen. Do not let anyone flush a mask down the toilet. Don't let it happen, because it will back up the system and we will die from another disease. Don't let that happen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.